greatest philosophers present around the world giving out their philosophies, greatest teachers teaching the uneducated how things work, parents imposing some conventional ways to live life just as how they were taught, and animals being caged in the zoo. Well, I came down from the 80s to the 30s to the 20s, where all we do is accept, and then there are animals with no privilege to question. We debate as participants and are not as persons. When you start questioning as a person, you get to know the grounds.
Hey friends, welcome to the podcast channel That One Thinker, brought to you by Kabir Khanuja, where I talk about happiness, productivity and human condition. So make sure you listen and enjoy.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I've been something different after a long time. Just wrapped up with my boards and was full of energy to do one. I'd like to genuinely appreciate all of you hearing this one, as there was a loss of connection lately and I guess I've lost a couple of listeners. So thank you all of you sparing me a pivotal time from your life dedicated to this podcast. I'm hoping that this podcast can impact the way people think and hope it turns out well in the end. So I'd like all of you to share this with your friends out there and help me with my purpose. So just for information, I'm going to soon come up with a podcast on the book I've read recently. So I've just, actually updated the story on Instagram @KabirKhanuja. If you haven't seen that yet, do check it out. Just for the fact that it's taking me time to formulate in a way that's understood to everyone with thorough information, I came up with this quick podcast. It's not going to be that long, and just not to delay things, I'd be uploading this one first and then on the book. So just stay tuned and enjoy the podcast. So most of us are surrounded by yes men. Now, who's a yes man? A very common question. So a person who agrees with everything that is said, especially the one who endorses or supports without criticism every opinion or proposal of an associate or superior. Say there's someone preaching philosophies like this one by Christopher Marcus. Hardships often prepares an ordinary person for an extraordinary destiny. Now, I have a point to rebel on. So, I don't find an extraordinary destiny in a laborer's life until he or she wishes and works for one. I don't find my watchman to have a peaceful life where he's trying to, guard at night. So, whenever someone superior quotes something, though he or she might have achieved, doesn't really mean that it's going to be true for all. The fact that we are able to question, or we indeed question the saying, can ridiculously broaden our perspectives. We tend to think out of the box and find countless possibilities, right? So, again to my question. We are surrounded with yes men. Do you find students asking the derivation for F is equal to MA? No, right? Do you find, or do you yourself question your parents, not as in an argument or intention, but just to get about those conventional and orthodox method? Do you? So we ourselves are the greatest yes men before objecting to others. I love people who, question my work, as the things I speak about are actually valuable and mean something. I love the people who rebel against my quotes, rebel against my poems, my philosophies and whatnot. And that helps me. So firstly, learn about the grounds. I get to know about the topic or concept better, deeper. And, I have the perfect grasp of it. So we live in a world of perspective. So even having yes men around you, you gotta have that one person or a group of persons questioning things. It's gonna help for real. And you can question me now, like how the things I am saying are correct or written somewhere. Now I object the same, whether the things that were written are always true, because even those are written or laid down by a human. And as they say, human imperfect, mistakes, buddy. Though still, you might say, why do we need to question? Well, in your school or college, after acquiring or understanding heavy concepts, teacher do ask questions or, test you on the same. So why is that done so? It's always done to check and then recheck your grasp. In the course of being checked or being tested, you get better. And hence we say that experience is a hard teacher. She gives the test first and the lessons afterwards, right? So, while you're getting tested, though you know the things and then you come up with answers, you learn better with the questions by the way you frame your answers, the points you add in, and the more points or recommendations or suggestions you get from your classmates and teachers. Just the very wholesome of it. Just like that, similarly, when you question something, at times, it helps you to gain perspective. It helps you to find the truth. When we tend to question philosophies or conventional ways of our parents, we get to know whether is it right in today's world or is it wrong. You know, it's just like my grandfather walking in saying that make notes on paper, whereas I'm making notes on Notion. You know, that's a software on my computer. Well, I'm still scoring well, rather more. And that's pretty efficient on the other side, right? So that's the very aspect I'm focusing or stressing out on. But still, I'm pretty mindful of the fact that that it's not going to be feasible for everyone to question everything. And so some people in society, just like me, you know, who likes to question things and come up with something absurd, are already given a term, the rebel. Now, in the dictionary, a rebel is someone who strongly opposes something or somebody. Now, you don't want to be a rebellion you don't want to be a rebel who is opposing everything or every single thing out there, you know. A, it's time consuming. While coming up with different arguments, you're gonna for sure miss the important aspects and also waste your time. And B, it takes a lot of effort. It's not that you're just gonna say no to something. You have to, you know, kind of be prepared coming up with solid arguments, as I said. And there are actually things that are just proven. So sometimes there's maturity in accepting, though you shouldn't be a yes man either. I tell you my story of being a rebellion. Now, I have kind of titled myself to be a rebellion of the society because I question a lot of things. You know, I do get into useless arguments quite often, but I'm working on it. I talk about it in the latter part of the podcast. So my story of being a rebellion starts from my grandfather, as I don't know about my great grandfather much, but yes. So my grandfather questions a lot of things, and that is, I guess, inherited by my father and my uncle. And now it has come down to me. Now, this ain't much of a science kind of thing or more of a useless belief, though my actions speak louder than words. So in the past few years of my life, I've seen myself question random things, you know. I've just started to come up with different ways to break traditional methods. I guess the core of this podcast, That One Thinker, lies on the similar outlook, because we live in a world of perspectives. You're gonna see a 9 there, there's gonna be a person pointing out to be a 6, just like a half filled or a half empty glass of water, right? Why do you have to prepare for IITJ, a shitty exam with millions of lessons, as they say, right from your mid-secondary school? Why? Why do you have to wear jeans and go outside? Why do you have to be always perfect? Why is being average bad? Do you really go out and question these things? No, because we have a habit of either embracing or just letting go. Well, my next podcast is gonna be on the idea of giving value to important things. And I think sometimes questioning wrong things that we think are wrong is the right thing and worth asking. So today, if you know, in the class, if everyone is like saying present teacher, I'm gonna be the one saying I'm there. If everyone is making notes and their notebooks, I'm gonna be the one typing them out. If everyone thinks that they are gonna be earning after 18, I'm on the way to earn lately. So being a rebellion of the, or being the rebel of the society, doesn't end on just questioning things. Because in India, you're gonna find people giving opinions and suggestions, but they will never take action. It's like, I'm literally gonna perform it. So it's like, there's gonna be person A and person B. So person A is gonna say, the roads are shitty in here. Do you pay taxes? Oh yes, we do. Do you pick the garbage? No, we don't. It's not our job. But you're entitled yourself to pay the taxes. Enjoy, isn't it? Ugh, mess. Me being a rebellion does question a lot of things, yet even do things that are uncommon. So I do choose different paths to walk on, maybe easier, maybe tougher, but I don't want to end up being the crowd. I like a body with edges, and that's my version of being a rebellion. Though having said that, every coin has two sides. I've perceived to have some pros and cons of being a rebel. So the advantages are, A, you're gonna have added a perspective, so opening up possibilities. B, you're gonna be sure of what's right and what's wrong. C, it's gonna maybe, if executed in a way, separate you from the crowd. D, even as a participant in a debate, you have the ability to fight from any given side. And you know what? That's one of the motive of me being a rebel. So I just say the teacher that, give me any side, and I'm gonna make out good and bad points from both of the sides. And so I love debates. It's like, you know, it's full of viewpoints, nourishing your brain. It's healthy, yet it's wholesome, and at times become kind of negative, though it turns out to be weighing on the positive side more. And E, last but not the least, it makes you kind of secular, making your decisions and thought process prudent and rational. Now, the dark side of the cons of being a rebellion. A, you are seen as one, like you're walking down the street with a cup of coffee gently and two women come to go pass by saying that that was a rebellion, you are tagged. And then that becomes a viewpoint of a negative, like being a rebellion is kind of equated to being evil. B, as I said, it's time consuming and you're gonna, you know, have to give a chunk of your time coming up with things and arguments and also understand the idea behind things when rebelled. C, also, you gotta take the efforts coming up with solid arguments. As I said, again, I see that not as a fruitful sort of thing. And D, maybe sometimes it's gonna disturb your social life for the way you think, and even you won't be considered to be a part of group. It's not like that you gotta, you know, always stand out of the crowd, but being with the group is different joy, my friend. So, my greatest takeaway and conclusion of being a rebel is that you think differently. You aren't gonna have a constructed mind, but you're gonna indeed yourself construct your mind through experiences. You're gonna have the privilege to know things better, to understand things better, and be the one to see their grounds, their roots. If your mind works on being a rebellion, question things that's not healthy always. Being a rebellion should be a part and not everything. You don't want to let yourself be a product full of cons, but deal with it. In my class, or even in my school, I suppose I might be the greatest, or okay, one of the greatest rebellions. I am accepted in all groups. Seriously, you go out there and ask them that, is Kabir Khanuja your friend or a part of a group? They might give you a positive reply. So me being a rebel is one thing, it's just a part, and so I'm not always tagged as one. Indeed, I'm the CR, the class representative. So, if you wanna be a rebel, it's not something you're gonna have a course or learning for, and even the tag ain't a good one. But rebellion should be a mindset along with the positive mindset and whatsoever. Questioning things is a good thing until you cross the limit. You don't wanna be a rebellion, but you wanna acquire good qualities, and it's gonna be fun being different and also being with the group at the same time. Just enjoy it and cherish it. Here's Kabir Khanuja signing off.
Thank you, friends, for patiently listening to the podcast. I'm glad, hoping that I've given some value addition to your life and you can relate to this. Have a great day, cherish every moment. Until next time, peace.